בסוגיה אנדף עינו מדבייז אמר רובה קוצר ותוכן כגרגרס בשיגגה שבס וזדוין מלוכס he did two מלוכס קצירה ונטחינה and the main נקודה is that these two מלוכס were done בשיגגה שבס so in other words When he'll bring a korban, he only has to bring one korban, because the reason these two malachis were done was because of one shkoge. It was shigige Shabbos. He did not know that it was Shabbos. The chozar v'kotzar v'tochen kigroigris b'zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges malachis. He had then again the two malachis, k'tzir and t'chine, But this time it was Zdoin Shabbos v'shigigas Malachis. He reminded himself that it was Shabbos, but he forgot that these two Malachis were Asa. So therefore, the way these two Malachis were done, if he'll find out about these two Malachis, he has to bring two Kabonis, because there were two Shkogis. He knew that it was Shabbos, v'shigigas Malachis, So each shkoge is mechaye b'kol. V'noida aloi al k'tziro u'tchino shel shigiga Shabbos u'zdoin melochis. Poshe pshat in the Gemara is, he reminded himself about the first two melochis, which were melochis of shigiga Shabbos, and he was mafresh a kolb on these two melochis. We mentioned before, Shigiges Shabbos is Machayiv one kol. V'chaza v'noida loy al k'tzira v'al t'chine shel zdoin Shabbos v'shigigas malochis. And then he found out about the second malochis that he had done, the second set of malochis of k'tzira t'chine, which theoretically on these two malochis he was Machayiv two kobonis, Machayiv two kobonis, Because these were two shkogits, these were shigigas melochis. The while he was mafrish only one kolben for the first set of k'tzire and t'chine. So the Gemara says, k'tzire geireres k'tzire. The k'tzire, since he was mafrish a kolben for the first k'tzire, so that will pater the second k'tzire. Utchine goyreres tchine, and the korban which patterned the first tchine, because then it was shigige Shabbos, one korban was pater both melochis, is that patters the second tchine. He gets away with one korban. Even though the second time the ktsire and tchine was done with a matzav of shigiges melochis, But there's a din of k'tzire geireres k'tzire, t'chine geireres t'chine. Avol noideloi al k'tzire shel zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges melochis. But what is, if he first found out about the second set of melochis, he first found out about the shigigas melochis, and finding out about these two melochis, is mechuyev to bring two kolbonis. For Ktsire and for Tchine. And he was mafrish one korban for the Ktsire. So the Gemara says, Ktsire goyreres Ktsire. So the korban that he was mafrish for the Ktsire of Shigigas Melochis. So this korban will also pater the first Ktsire that was done by Shigigas Shabbos. Utechina she'ima, and the first chine that was done together with the first ktsire, since then, theoretically, they were one aveire, because then it was two melochis, which were shigiga Shabbos. So this chine will also become potter through the korban that he was maybe on melechis ktsire. But the second tchine, which was done in a matzav of shigigas melochis, The second chine is mechuyev another kol. Nabaya omar chino nami goyreres chino. That since the first chine of Shigiga Shabbos was nifter to the korban that he brought on the ktsire of the Shigigas Melochis, so that chine will also pater the chine of Shigigas Melochis. Shem chino achasi. Since it is one chine and it was done by Helem Echad, so the korban which patters the first chine will patter the second chine. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi ki groigrish shiyuhu l'chol isurei meloche shel Shabbos bo'ichlem. All meloche Shabbos which have to do with oichlem, the shir is a groigrish. Kotzar ki groigrish v'tochan ki groigrish b'shigige Shabbos. For these two melachos, the loy mechayev elachode. He's only mechayev one korban. That's what we hear in the Mishnah of Klal Gadol, that Shigige Shabbos is chayev one korban, even though he did many melachos. V'chazar v'kotzar ki groigris, v'tochan ki groigris, v'zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges melachos. Then there was a Tzire and Tchine that was done b'zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges melachos. These two melachos, the mechayiv tarti. For these two melachos, he's mechayiv two korbanos because there were two shkogis. It was doin Shabbos v'shigiges melachos. B'loy noida loy b'intayim shechoto. And between the first Tzire Tchine and the second Tzire Tchine, there wasn't any yediyah b'intayim. So that means everything, both ktsiris and both tchines were done more or less behelem echad, that we was unaware that he had done a chet. The whole time he was doing these two melachos, he was unaware that he's being mechalo Shabbos. V'naida loy achay kein al haktsira v'al hatchina. Later he found out ala ktsira v'ala tchina. If we'll just look at the Lashon HaGemara, we will see that Rashi had a different girsa than we have in the Gemara. By us it says v'noidaloi al ktsira utchina. That was the girsa of Reiv Rishonim. Tosfos seems to have Rashi's girsa, noidaloi ala ktsira v'ala tchina. In Rashi is saying klima. What does klima mean? That means klima. Rashi wants to explain if Rashi's girsa was al haktzira, the al hatchina. He found out about the ktzira and about the tchina. Why does he have to say that? Why doesn't it say the way we say it? V'noidoy al haktzira v'atchina. So it says a double al klima oy alzu. Oy alzu, v'cholshkein al shteya. He found out about one of them. Now there's a three-way machloikis between Rishonim, the Meiri, the Chidushi Yoran, and the Tosfos HaRosh, what Rashi is saying over here. What is Rashi saying that the Gemara is telling us he found out oy alzu, oy alzu? The biggest chiddush Pshatn Rashi is the Meiri. The Meiri says as follows. Since the meloche of ktsire and tchine was done b'shigige Shabbos, so it's considered he did one aveira. He was mechalo Shabbos. That was the aveira. And it doesn't matter how many melachos he did. He brings one kol. So it is not necessary forever to know and to find out that he ever did the other melachos. That's called I have yediyas aveira. In order to bring a korban, there's a din oyhoida eilav chatosay. You have to know about the chet. So the Meiri says, Amoyre de kechidish. that the chet was shigige Shabbos. He didn't malach in Shabbos. The number of malachas does not matter, because the aveira was he didn't know that today was Shabbos. That he only brings one kolben. So the chiddush is that if he knew that he did ktsire and he brought a kolben for ktsire, automatically tchina will be in his kapel. Tchina is not considered a different aveira. Tchina is considered, tchina and ktsire is all one aveira of shigige Shabbos. So the Tanna is telling us that's the al vial. I means oyal, that it's sufficient that if he found out, that he was Ivan the Isak Tziri, found out about the Shigige Shabbos, automatically the Kolben will help on the Tchine. Amayre de Kechidish. The Taisus HaRosh does not seem to hold like that. The Sfasema says for Adova Poshet, Hizicha has to find out that he was over Tchina, or else the Kolben could never help on the Tchina if he never found out. The Sfasemis was mechavan to the Taisus HaRosh. The Sfasemis says, when Bishasi was mafrish the Kolben, he did not remember about the Tchina. The Hafroshe was on the Ktzire. But before the Hakrode, Yizicha had found out about the Tchina also, because or else the Kolben would not be mechaper on the Tchina. And the Chiddush Yeran says the greatest chumre. The Chiddush Yeran says that he found out v'noydaloy al haktzire. He found out about the ktzire, and before he was mafrish the kolben, he found out about the tchine. From the Chiddush Yeran, vayistoyis amoyre dike Chiddush. If he would find out about the tchine after the hafroshes hakolben, it would not help anymore on the tchine, which is amoyre dike Chiddush. There's a lot of Shverikaiten on that. But Al Koponim, but Rashi wants to be Medayik, the Loshen, it seems this was Rashi's Girse, the Al Haktzire, the Al Atchine, which means Oy Al Atchine. Shel Shigiga Shabbos, he found out about the Ktzire and the Tchina of Shigiga Shabbos is Doin Melochet. Vehifrish Chatos, and he was Mafrish Chatos. V'chatos zu mechaperes al shteyem. V'chatos is mechaper on both of them. The chodu de mechayev ole. Because he's only mechayev one kolben. According to the Miri, it's gewaldic what Rashi is saying. V'chatos zu mechaperes al shteyem. That means Rashi is saying, even though he never found out about the tchine, the chodu de mechayev ole is mechayev one kolben on both of these melochis. So Melefali never found that, is also no problem. According to the other Meforshim, Rashi means Mechatzu Mechaperes Al Shteim, because he found out about it already. So Mele, so then it's Mechapa. The Chodahu, the Mechayevale, is Chayevon Kom. Ktzira Geireres Ktzira. Shnia, Bekaparoso. The Ktzira, the Kaporas, Ktzira of the Rishayne is goyrer with itself the kaporas ktzira of the shniya. Utchine goyreres as atchina hashniya. V'niskapru kulo. How does this work? Is this a magic halacha of greire? So here we are machloikis Rashi in Taisus. Rashi learns this is no new halacha of greire. This greira is a matter of speech, but the Gemara does not mean a new aloch of greira. So Rashi says, the kaimalon, because we know a klal, ochal shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echot. If a person eats two zeisei chaylev behelem echot, einei chayev elo achas, he's only chayev one kolb. Two zeisim that were eaten behelem echad b'shgoga achas is only a chiyuv of one kolben. Tafike Yom explains this halacha that shnei zeisim behelem echad is considered Ki'ilu ochlom shneyem bebas achas. If a person would eat bebas achas, two zeisim of chaylev. So it's like one aveira of chaylev, one big achila of chaylev. Then one deherz, there's only one chiyuv kol. So the halach is, if it was shneyem behelem echot, if both were done because of one ignorance, he did not know that this is chaylev. So shnei zei say chaylev behelem echot, there's only one, it's one big achila. Einei chayiv ela achas, so there's only one chiyuv. One achila is mechayiv, one kol. Einei chayiv ela achas. So this person did two ktsiris behelamechot. He never found out between the ktsiris that he was a chayt, that he was a mechalal Shabbos. The afal pi sherashi asks a pertinent question, shehalome shel shniye cholok tzas mishel rishoyne. There were different halomas. The first haloma was Shigigis Shabbos. The second haloma was Shigigis Meloche. Oh, but Saif, but there's a Tada Shove. Helom Echotu. Leinoida Leichete Bintai. But he didn't know he did a Chet. The Yedias Chetu de Mechalekes. If he knew in between he did a Chet, then it's considered two Maisen. But if there was no Yedias Chet, so it's considered one big maise with one big mechayim. Hilka chato zu shebo al aktiro tchina rishoyne atavayu kaimu. So it goes on both of them. It goes on both ktires and both tchines. Niskapru im aktire kol tzire sheolov shenasu be'alam echot. So with this one kolben, it's mechaper, since it's mechaper meleches ktsiris, so it's mechaper all the ktsiris that were done behelam echot. The same thing, it's mechaper all tchines. That is, if he was mafresh a kolben on the shigigi Shabbos. But if his yediyah came, he first reminded himself about the shigigis meloche. Alaktira achroine shebizdoin Shabbos v'shigigis meloche. V'hifrish aleh kolben. So there the kolben only went on the ktsire. Did not go on the tchine, because the shigigis meloche is the one as machayim al kol meloche meloche. Is ha yelo be kolben ze loy shaychet chine sheimom. So this kolben ziche will not be mechaper the chine that he also did then. Da kol chod mechayev yave misyad le tavayu. If he would have reminded himself about both, he'd have to bring two kolbones because these were shigigas melaches that he's chayev al kol melachem melachem. So here the halach is as follows. The kolben that he brought on the second ktsire will be mechaper the ktsire rishoina. Utchina ima shel rishoina, and the tchina of the rishoina, it will also be mechaper. Utchina achroina. Shekinegdo shel rishoino, the tchina achroino, which is opposite the tchina shel rishoino, bimkoimoy medes. This remains without a kapore. The chimis yadalei, when he'll remind himself about the tchina achroine, mechayev alo. Then he'll be mechuyev to bring a different kol. So now Rashi explains why the halacha is like that. Ktsire goyreres tzira kemishpat shnei zei sei chayle vela mecha. The just like by shnei zei sei chayle vela mecha thing. So memele, so when he was mafrish a kolben on the second tzira, so the first tzira also becomes nischapa because the first tzira and the second tzira were done vela mecha. Utchina sheim ktsira rishoina. The trina of the ktsira rishoine which we can't say that that was done. He was mafrish a korban on ktsire. So we can't say, so l'chayre da hafroshe of ktsire can't be mechaper on tchina, but horaya the tchina achayne needs a new korban, because then it was shigigis malachis. But o tchina shim ktsira rishayne, the tchina together with the ktsira rishayne, so that becomes niskaper, hainu mishum greire. That works already as a lumdis of greire. The af al gav the iker korban lav mishum ktsire de bahado also. Even though he didn't bring, he wasn't mafrish the korban for the first ktsire. If it be mafrish the korban for the first ktsire, so then the lumdis is he's mafrish the korban for shigige shabbos. Then it's called one big aveira. Then you don't need greire. This was a korban for shigige shabbos. So automatically, the tchine falls in with the ktsire. According to the Mirafel, he never knew about the tchine. That is, if he would be mafrish the korban for shigige shabbos. But he wasn't mafrish the korban for shigige shabbos. He was mafrish the korban for a ktsire of shigige smeloche. So memele and the ktsire rishoine became niskapa. Out, because the ktsira rishayna was done behelim echad with the ktsira shniya. So that's how it became miskapa, but there wasn't a hafrosh on the ktsira rishayna, but the ktsira rishayna became miskapa with the korban of the ktsira shniya. So how does the tchina rishayna become miskapa? Utchina shim ktsira rishayna anim ishum greire. Now this already is a din greire. The half al gav the iker korban lav mishum ktsire de bahado also, even though it was not mafrish the korban for the first ktsire, then we say the korban goes on both because it was one aveir of shigige shabbos. Aber hoyel the ichapelei bahadik ktsire basrais. But since the first ktsire does become nischapet, takia the korban was not mufrish on the first ktsire. But the first ktsire becomes niskapa with the korban on the second ktsire. Is gorer al etchina sheima bahado. So memele the kapore becomes nigra and helps on the etchina sheima. Shrei shteyim or yitluyis bekorban echad, because the kapore of these two are dependent on one korban. Then kapore lezu b'leizu. So if this, it's one aveira, it's an aveira of shigige shabbos. So if this chelik becomes niskaper, so the whole thing becomes niskaper. It's one aveira of shigige shabbos. Ve'en kapore lezu b'leizu. So that is that here. So here we meet up with the lumdus of greire. Utchina shekinegda imedes bimkoimo. But the trina of the second ktsire, the trina of shigigas melochais, that is a medes bimkoimo, that needs a new kolb. Why? The greire li greire loyam rinon. That means that we should say, lichpuri trina achroinem trina rishoine, to say that since the trina rishoine becomes niskapel, so memele the trina achroine, which was done behelem echodim arishoine, should also be niskapel. Mishum shnei zei sichele behelem echad, we should say lemaise, two trinis were done behelem echad. And the first trina became niskapel, al yidei akobn, shebo al akzira shniyit. So memele, so just like the first chin is niskaper, so the second chin should also become niskaper. That we don't say. Because the first chin gufa begreiro in the mechapro. The first chin gufa was only niskaper begreiro. So memele, greiro le greiro lo yamrinon. That is what Rava said. And Abaye said, shame trina achasi. That no, that both trinis were done by Helam Echad, and if we have a kapore on one trine, so the other trine also becomes niskape. Va'av al gav de kemaise gufe begreira osye, even though the first korban, the first chine, was only niskaper to aloch of greire, omberinan greire le greire. So we can say greire le greire. That is the svara of Abaye. Frekte gemore. Umi islay le rove greire. Does rove hold this din of greire? But let's just remember, according to Rashi the Vile, this whole halach of greire applies to the trina rishayne. The trina rishayne is becomes niskaper out the din of greire. Umi islay le rove greire. For itmar, we learned as follows. Ochal shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echot. He had eaten two zeisei chaylev behelem echot. And in order to avoid confusion, we will speak about three Zeisei Chaylev over here. So the first one will be Aleph, the second one will be Beis, and the third one will be Gimel. Ochal shnei Zeisei Chaylev behelem echot. He ate Aleph and Beis behelem echot. V'noida loy alachas mehem. And then he found out on Zayis Aleph. He found out that he had eaten Zayis Aleph. So he's mechuyev a korban an zayis aleph. V'chozar v'ochal ki zayis v'halomai shel sheni. Now he ate zayis gimel. As yet, he did not find out that he had eaten zayis beis. That means he was given three pieces of fat, and he was under the impression all these three pieces of fat were glat kosher shumen. And after eating the first two pieces and feeling very satisfied with his achila, someone told him that the first zayis achmon in Islam was a zayis of chaylev. And then later, but they still think, no, Baruch Hashem, about the second one, al-kaponim was kosher. And then he eats a third zayis under the impression that this is shuman also. So later this person ate three kizaisim of chaylev. But they were eaten in two halomis. Zayis, Aleph, and Beis were eaten behelem echot. Zayis, Beis, and Gimel were eaten behelem echot. Zayis, Aleph, and Gimel were eaten b'shtei halomis. Omar Rav. So Rav says the halach is as follows. Hevi korban al rishon. If he had brought a korban on the first, he was mafrish a korban for the first zayis. Rishon v'sheini miskaprin. So this korban can help on the first two zayisim, because since he's a shnei zayisim shenechlu behelam echot, so one korban can be mechaper on both. Gimel, ain't a miskaper. But the third Zayis cannot be miskaper to this korban which was bought for Zayis Aleph, because Zayis Aleph and Gimel were not eaten behelem echot. There was a yediyah ben time, a yediyah schet ben time. After Achilas Zayis Beis, he found out that Zayis Aleph was chaylev. Hey, the korban ala shlishi. What if he found out that the third Zayis was chaylev, and he brought a korban on the third Zayis? Shlishi v'sheini miskaprin. Gimel beis are miskaper, because this is behelem echot. He had eaten two Zayis and behelem echot. Rishin eini miskaper. Hevi korban alem tzoi. But what if he brought a korban on the middle Zayis? Then he gets away with one korban. Miskaplu kulam. Because the middle zayis was eaten behelem echodim azayis rishin, behelem echodim azayis sheini, so the korban on zayis beis will be mechaper the achila of kezayis aleph and kezayis gimel. That is divrei rove. And that is aposhet echeshbin. We are just playing around with the halacha that im nechol behelem echot niskaper bekol benechot, im nechol b'shnei alomis niskaper b'shnei kolbonis. So this is only a cheshbon of mathematics. It matters on which zayis it is brought, if it has a locha of nechol b'shnei alomis or nechol behelem echot. Abaye comes with a lomdis of greire. Afilu evi kol ben alechod mehem. Afilu ibar a kol ben an zayis aleph. So memele, so zayis beis is automatically niskapa because it's nechel behelam echodim zayis aleph. Zayis gimel that was behelam echodim zayis beis becomes niskapa al taloch of greire. Niskapru kulam. So Abaye was the one that said the din of greire. Rava did not hold the din of greire. Frek the Gemara, so why did Rava say over here that the Trina Rishoina becomes Niskaper through the Kolben that was brought on the Ktzire Shniye? The only oif and the Trina Rishoina can become Niskaper is only through a din of greire. We see Rava does not hold the din of greire. And for the Gemara, Bosel de Shomei Mei Abaye Sovro. After he heard from Abaye, he taka didn't hold it in greira. But after Abaye said his tektoire, that if you bring a kolben on any of the three zaysim, all three becomes niskapa. So Abaye was mechadish the din greira. Sovra ve kibla, Sovra was also maskim to the din greira. Frag the Gemara, nu, if Rove holds the din greira, Ihochi tchine nami tigore le tchine. So ibazoi. So then Abaye is correct. So on the tchine shniye, the tchine of shigigas melochais, also he shouldn't have to bring a kolben. Since the tchine rishoine became the skaper, so now the tchine shniye and the, together with the tchine rishoine is equivalent to shnei zeisei chaylev shenachlu behelamechot. So, the din of greire, the trineshniye, should be niskaper. So the Gemara answers, greire islay. Rava became convinced with the lomdus of greire. And that's why the trineshniye becomes niskaper. Greire, the greire, leslay. But to say a double greire, does nicht. That, as I write, Rava did not want to say. Zogt Rashi, umi islay l'rove greire. Atchina she'ima kaporich. The Gemara is asking, why does the first tchina become nischaper? The megare roi maktsire. And there you need greire. V'afal gav de kolben lava hi ktsire efrish. If the kolben, you would have been mafrish the kolben on the first ktsire. So then the Ktsir and the Trin is considered one Aveire, because it's one Aveire of Shigigish Shabbos. So Memela, then you don't have to come on to Greire. But the Kolbin, where you were not Mafrish on this Ktsir. Vavagav the Kolbin Lavi Ktsir Efrish. The Enoch Kulu Lav Greire Ike. But the others are not, so here we see Odz Greire. The Enoch Kulo, but the others love Greire Ike. That is not Greire. The top Ktsire. The Ktsire, Ktsire Be'el Amecha love Greire. The Chol Shem Aveira HaNichpal Kamer Pomim Be'el Amecha. One Aveira, one Mais Aveira that was repeated many times with one Halome Ein Bo'el Achatas Achas. So the two ktsires on his kaper without a din of greire. Rish and Vishenim is kaprim by the two zaysim, sherei behelom ehoyo. They were together with one helom. Shlishi ayim is kaper. Vulayam rinen oyel vashenim is kaper ima rishoin shebehelom oy. Because the sheni was together with the rishin in one helom. Ligre reile shlishi imi bekaparosai, bafagavdulay shaykh bahadi rishin, even though the shlishi is not a mechutm with the rishin, but let the shlishi schlep sich mit with the kapor of the shayni, al saloch of greire. Hey, we kolb, shechashif rishu, hikir boy shem oises ayes, he was mafrish for this ayes, first, second, third. Hey, we kolb, nalam tsoinis kapru kulam. The ein ze greire, this is also not a loch of greire, el kulam behelam shozeho you. Zayis gimel and zayis aleph were in one helam with zayis beis. Abaye omar, the isla greire, boso de shami rove mei abaye, the omar. Afilo evi kol ben alechot mehem niskapru kulam, the isla greire. Then he said the halacha we just learned before. So the Gemara asked if Rava finally was maskim to the halacha of Greira, the Chabayis Viralai, the Oma Greira, Trina Sheima, the Chapra Begreira, the first Trina that was done by Shigigi Shabbos with the first Tzire, Tigre Nami Le Trina Shekenegda, so this should be Geire also a Kapore for the Trina that was done by Shigigi Smolochis. Mishum Shnei Zeisi Chaylev Behele Mechot. These two are connected because these are two Trinis that were done Behele Mechot. Greiro de Greiro. Ki hach. The Trinis kamay salo yechapro elo be Greiro. The first Trina was only in the scap, only two Greiro. The loy oleho, because he didn't bring the Kolben on that Trina. The loy al tzireshima boa Kolben. Or the Ktsirishima Bokob. Elo, the Igre Bahadi Ktsire. The whole Kapor of the Trina Rishaina was only through a process of Greire. Ilkach lehodre Greire lebas reise mishum shame Trina Chadu. So here we don't say the Lomdus of shame Trina Chadu, they should have one shame Chet, Shnei Zeisim Belamechod, because this falls into the category of Greire Greire. Let us see Taisvis. Neida loy alaktire balatchine shel shigiga Shabbos uzdoin melochis. He found out about the ktire and tchine of the shigiga Shabbos. Peirish Rabbeinu Shmuel shenoida loy. He found out the vial about the shigiga Shabbos. The Hifrish Kolben, and he was Mafrish HaKolben. So the Afroshes HaKolben was on the first two Melochis that were done B'Shigige Shabbos. The Koidim Shenis Kapel, but before he was Makriv this Kolben, Chozal V'Noidaloi Alakziro Trine Shal Shigiges Melochis. He found out about the second two Melochis, which were done B'Zdoin Shabbos and Shigiges Melochis. And then he was makrivit. So memele, so the akroves hakolben helps for all four malachas. Aval im loy noydoloy adacher akaporet. But what if he bechlal did not know about the second two malachas? Einigrogen. Then there's no din that the second two malachas should be niskaper. Utzrichen steichatois. The lekuli alme kapore machalekes. If a kapore was brought before the yediyah of the second two melaches, so he'll zich have to bring a new kapore. So the first aloche of the beraisa is that he was mafrish a kolben on the melachis of the Shigige Shabbos, and then he found out about the melachis, the Shigigis melachis, and then he was makrib the kol. The davke hifrish kol, that is davke, if he was hifrish a kol, so he gets away with one kolben for all four melachis. Avo, im loy hifrish kol, what if it's noida loy al Shigige Shabbos? He knows he was a Mechal Shabbos, but as yet he was not Mafrish HaKol. V'chozal v'noidoloi al k'tzira utchine shel shigiges avalim loy hifrish kol. V'chozal v'noidoloi al k'tzira utchino shel shigiges Shabbos. So the Maram says like this. What happens? Let's go backwards. Let's go on the Sefer. He first found out about the Shigigis Melochis. Yeah, and he wasn't Mafresh HaKol. V'chozal v'noidaloi. That means like this. If he was Mafresh HaKol, but on the Shigigis Melochis, so we have a Machloikis Abai V'Rova, what happens? If the Kol, but on the Shigigis Melochis, can part of the Trinishniyeh, or the Kolben and the Shigigis Malachis cannot part of the Tchinishniyah. But what is Avol im Lehifrish Kolben, speaking about the Sefer now, V'chozal v'noideloi al tzire u'trinish al shigigis Shabbos. And then he found out about the tzire trinish al shigigis Shabbos. So now he was not mafrish any kolben whatsoever, and now he has in front of him a double yediyah, the shigigis Shabbos of the first tzire trine, the shigigis malachis of the second tzire trine. What should he do? So Taisvah says he has an alternative. Yavi Eze Sheyirtze. Whatever he wants to do, he can do. The boy Tal Yemilse, it's up to him. Im Yirtze, if he wants, Yafrish Chatos Achas al Shigige Shabbos. He can be Mafrish one Chatos for the Shigige Shabbos. And if he'll do that, V'nigroim Shal Shigiges Melochis Himo. So automatically, the Shigigis Melochis will become the Skaper with the Kobni was Mafrish for the Shigigis Shabbos. Oyim Yirte, or else if he wants, Yafrish Beis Kolbonis Alektzire Utchine Shel Shigigas Melochis. If he wants, he can be Mafrish the Kolbin for the two Kolbonis, for the Ktzire and the Trina of the Shigigis Melochis. According to Rove, because for you need two korbanos for the ktzir and tchin of the shigigis malachis, the yigru imoem shall shigigis Shabbos. How do we know that you can do whatever you want? You have an alternative. Sometimes you can bring one korban, sometimes you can bring two korbanos. It's very interesting. Kidda ova Rove b'somo. Ochal shnei zeisei chaylev vehelem echot v'noida loy al echot mehen is hevi korban al arishen. So then he has to bring two korbanos on the rishen and shlishi. But if he brought on the shein, he just brings one korban. Al me'afel gav v'noida loy al harishen chile. Hoyel vadayin lo hifrish kolben olov, eine geirer remtsoi imoi. So we see, even though he found out about the first one, but he wasn't mafresh a kolben on the first one, eine geirer remtsoi mikdel ischayiv kolben ala shlishi, elem yilti yavi kolben ala remtsoi vizchapru kulam. Even though he found out first about the first ayat, he's not mechuyiv to be mafresh a kolben on the first ayat. He could be mafresh a kolben on the middle zayis, and with be mafresh the kolben on the middle zayis, he could pata with one kolben the zayis aleph and zayis gimel. So the same thing over here, Taisvah says that even though he found out first about the shigigis malachis, he's not mechuyev to be mafresh two kolbonis on the shigigis malachis. He could be mafresh now one kolben on the shigigis Shabbos. And with that, he'll pata everything. I don't want to continue this thesis because it'll be a little complicated. We would have to know Gemara Vayta Daf Ayin Aleph Omid Beis. So let us go further to the next thesis. Gereira de Gereira Islay. That Abaya holds Gereira de Gereira. Gereira de Gereira Leslay. That Rove does not hold Greira the Greira. So Rashi, so this says as follows. Uma she Greireres. Ktsira litchina she ima. That what the Ktsira is Greirer the Trina she ima. Loichoshiv Greira the Greira. That means Taisvah says Amaira the Kikash. If we'll learn the Gemara literally, the Gemara said before, Ktsire Goyreres Ktsire. That the Kolben on one Ktsire patters the second Ktsire because of a loch of Greire. So Taisus has a kasha, if Ktsire patters Ktsire als Greire. And Rove does not hold Greire the Greire, so how can the Trina Rishoyne become this Kaper through the Kolben that he brought on the Ktsire Shniye? You need two Greires. Tzire geireres tzire, and tzire geireres tchine. So Taisva says, Umashe geireres tzire le tchine sheima loichoshev greirer de greirer, ki de perish bekunteris. The mashe geireres tzire le tzire, that was the Gemara says tzire geireres, tzire loichoshev greirer. That's not called greirer, even the have behelamecha. Aber tchine shekenegdoch shive greirer. But the tchine, the tchine, or sheima, the tchine together with the ktsira rishoyne, that is called greire. Mishum de ktsire shel zdoin Shabbos, einoi geireres tchino shel shigiga Shabbos, ele idei a ktsira sheima in igreres. So the ktsira shel zdoin Shabbos, the ktsira of the shigigas meloche, cannot schlep that tchine. Ein de gereres tchine shel shigigas Shabbos, ay de ktsira shima ni gereres. So there you need a din greire. The ktsira can pata the ktsira without a din gedere. Shnei zeisi chaylev, shenech lo behele mechot. But the ktsira of shigigas meloches cannot patel the tchine of shigiga Shabbos, so that is to work with greira. That is shitas Rashi. Uleri nire de ktsire chshive greira. The Ri does not like this pshat. De ktsire chshive greira. Mid the comma. First, let's be elach. Let's learn the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara is lav davke. The Gemara says, how does the ktsira rishoyne become nifter? Ktsira. How does the ktsira rishoyne because of a din of greire? So lechayre, how does the tchina rishoyne become nifter? According to Rove, he doesn't hold the two greire. Aval he the tchina, that what the tchina becomes niskaper, like shive greire de greire. Shayne yochel lechaper ala ktsira, elim kain tischaper at tchine imo. That's called one avere. It's not, it's because one shigige Shabbos. Vahavel gav de shnei zei se chayle vele mechel lech shive greire. Now Taisus asks a different kasha. Fine. Aber ulchere Rashi gave a cheshbin that the two ktsiris, you don't need it in greire because this is shnei zei se chayle vele mechel. So why does the Ri say that you need a din greire? Vav gav de shnei zei se chayle vele mechot lechshive greire. We call mokaim ktsiro ktsiri shani. The two ktsiris are different. Sha'achas b'shigige Shabbos, va'achas b'zdoin Shabbos. So memele. So that's why it does not have the din of shnei zeisim behelem echot. The Afike Yom explains this Taisvis as follows. The Shitas Rashi is that the Lomdis of Shnei Zeisim Behelem Echod is, as we had mentioned in the beginning, Ke'ilu Ochlom Bebas Achas. That means if a person would take two Zeisim Bebas Achas and stick it in his mouth, so then it's Zichel Mestaveis Chayim Rom Kolm. There was one big Achila of Chayim. One big achila, not one, two achilas. So the chiddush is shnei zeisei chaylev behelem echad, even though there was a span of time between the two achilas, but since it was all in one helem, it's considered one big achila. So Tosfos held that is dafke if it's the same helem, so you can make it one big achila. But if the first ktsira was helem Shabbos, the second ktsira was Behelem Meloche. So you can't say it's one big ktsira. They were two different things in Ganson. This was a Helem Shabbos. This was a Helem Meloche. So you can't make it one big Meloche. So you need a din of Greire. And he explains what is the lomdus of Greire. He explains the difference of Shnei Zeisim Behelem Mechad and the lomdus of Greire. Shnei zeisim behelem echad means there's one chiyuv. It's called one big achile, so I'm a chuyiv one kol. Greire is something else. Greire is in yisod, I'm bringing the kolbin on what, these are two different ktsiris. I'm bringing the kolbin on one ktsira. because they're two different Gzeiras. But the kapore that is brought on the one helps for the second Gzeira. He says there are two Gzeiras which can be niskapel with one kol, not the din greire. Greire means we can use the kapore of one for the other. That means in Yesod there are two chiyuvim because there were two ktsiris, but it can get away with one kolbin. The kapore of one helps for the other. Now before we learn Taisvus further, I think it would be preferable to learn the Gemara further because Taisvus is going on the Gemara further. Let us see the Gemara further. Zok the Gemara weiter. Milse de pshite lohu la baye verode. Now this shtick teure, that ktsire patas ktsire, however the lomdus goes, if the lomdus goes according to Rashi, that it's called shnei zei se chaylev behele mecho, or according to the ri, it's a lomdus of greire, but al koponim, everyone held that ktsire geireres ktsire, that under two ktsires, one korban would zicha be niskacha. That was poshet labaye verove. Miboyile the pshit labaye. So that's miboyile rabzeire. The boy minei rabzeire merabasi. Because rabzeire est rabasi. Vamri lo boy minei rabirmiye merabzeire. So then there wasn't a boy to Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira answered. They asked a very interesting shaila. Kotzar v'tocham chatzi groigres v'shigige shabbos zdoin melochis. Let us simplify the case. There was a ktsira, it's ktsira or tchines. Let's not speak about both melochis, let's speak about one melochis. There was a ktsira of a chatzi groigres that was done v'shigige shabbos. There's no chiyuv korban, because it's a chatzi groiges. V'chaza v'kotza v'tochen chatzi groiges b'zdoin Shabbos v'shigiges melochis. Then there was another ktsire that was done b'shigigas melochis. That means this person was kaitzer a groiges in one Shabbos. Half of the groiges was done shigiges Shabbos. Half of the groiges was done b'shigiges melochis. So they asked the shaila, Mao sheyitztarfu. Does this person bring one korban? Do they add up these two chatzi groigres? And lemaise, he was kaitzel, one groigres and Shabbos, he has to bring a korban. Or don't they add up? Omalei, so he answered him, chalukim lechatoitz. He says, what would be if he was kaitzel, one groigres, b'shigiges Shabbos, and one groigres b'shigiges Melochah. So it has to bring two chatois. So just like when there are two groigres shleimis, you have to bring two chatois, and one does not become niskaper with the korban that is brought on the other. These are called two different melochas. It's called two different halomis. So memele v'loy mitzdarfen. So just like two groigresen are considered two different melochis and they mechayev two different korbanis, so they not cannot become mitzdarif to be mechayev one korban because these are two different chatoim. This is a helem. This is shigiges Shabbos. This is shigiges melochis. You cannot add an apple and a pear. They do not. You cannot. They're two minim. These are two averes, and they don't add up to one avere. So we see from Rab Zeire, or from whoever was Peshit, or from Ravasi, we see that they held for that, what Abaye Verove held for Dover Peshit, that they are not Chalukim Lechatois, that one Chatos and one Ktsira will pater the other Ktsira automatically. They held, Rabasi and Rabzeira held Nitazai. Let us see Rashi. Ihochi. No. Milsa de Pshitalahu, the Zdain Shabbos, Vishigigis Malachis, Uzdain Malachis Vishigigis Shabbos, Ein Chalukim Lachatois, Asai Abai and Sai Rove held that one Chatas would help on both, Kidika Omri, the Zem is Kapa Bekolboni Shelze, Bloim Rin in Kishne Halomis, Nino, that these are equivalent to two Halomis, when the Chayev Chat Azdain Shabbos Vishigigis Malachis. The Chadashigigi Shabbos is doing melochai. Avol gav the Chad gufa the aveiru. Even though this is one aveira of ktsire, there'd be a svara to say you should bring two kabbonis because the two different shkoges. This was a shigigi Shabbos. This was a shigigi melochai. Aba misafke leiter rabzeire. Kotza v'tochan, kotza oitoch. Chaza v'kotza v'loi noida loi bintayim al chetoi ma'o sheyitztarfu. So the Shaila was, can you be Mitzarev, these two Chatzi Groigres, Mihavi Helem Echot? Does it have a locha of a Helem Echot? Umitztarfi, I do, Mikishne Elomis Ninu, Voloi Mitztarfi. So Rashi seems to say that the Shaila was, that Gufa was the Shaila. The Shaila was, does it have a din of a Helem Echot? Lagabi. So you'll bring one korban, and who adin that'll be mitzaret, or does it have a din of shnei alomis, and the male will be veloy mitzarfi? So it means this gufa was the shaila. The shaila was as good the lashon of the gemara mi boy lay le rabzeire. Rabzeire was the one that shoyel. Rabzeire asked legabi tziruf. Rabzeire was not only asking legabi tziruf. Rabzeire was asking legabi chalukim lechatois also. That gufa was the shaila. Is it considered one helem, and you'll bring one korban, and therefore be mitzvah? Or is it considered two alomis, and you'll bring two korbanis, and it won't be mitzvah? That was the boile. May she yitztarfu k'tziru k'tziru l'cheshir. V'yishchai mihav v'helem echad mitzvah v'idumek shte alomis nino v'loi mitzvah. So he answered him, chalukim l'chato yisiyah v'kishir. It has a din of two alomis. So therefore, if each one would have a shear, he'd bring two kabonis. L'cholchat. Ein echad mem ischaper b'kol ben abo al chavere. Hilkach. So you clear the shail, is it one alom or two alomis? I'll tell you it's two alomis. Hilkach loy mitztarfi. Therefore, it's not mitztarf. Now let us go back to Taisvitz. Taisvitz, or Rashi, Rishitos, Rashi learned that Ktsire, the Shakla Vitaria, if you have to bring one Kolbin on the two Ktsires, or two Kolbonis, is totally, does it have a din of Helem Echot, or does it have a din of Shnei Alamis? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. According to Taisvis, Taisvis holds that Ktsire has a din of two Alamis. Now, the reason why one Kolbin helps, holds the din of Greire. So the Melech, so Taisvus says, now we can continue the Taisvus. The time, the man, the yomah besomuch, the ktsira, ktsira, ein mitztarfin. Not the way Rashi says, because it's two alomis. Everyone knows it's two alomis. Ein mishum, the less like greire. Because he doesn't hold greire. Taisvus l'shitosai learns that this is pshat, why you need two kolbonis. The kosher l'rashbe. So the Rashbe says, if you will tell me that this is totally, that the two ktsiris are totally in the din greire, lefi zeh have a motzi limtzei pluktaye dabaye verove, you didn't have to make the machloikis with tchinen ktsire, with a second tchine, you could have made the machloikis afilu b'shloisha ktsiris. With three ktsiris we could be machadish the machloikis of abaye verove. Kigoy. Shekotza b'shigige shabbos, zdoin meloche. The first ktsira was shigige shabbos. V'chozar v'kotzar b'zdoin Shabbos v'shigigis melochis. The second ktsira was shigigis melochis. So according to the Ri, this is already one greire. V'noida loyer ishayne. Now he found out about the first one. V'chozar v'kotzar b'shigigis Shabbos u'zdoin melochis. And the third ktsira was v'aita shigigis Shabbos. V'lerove hevi kol ben al horishayn. Shaini niskaper, shlishi loy niskaper. Because in order for the rishain to be mechapa the shlishi, you need a greire de greire. for the Rishin to Mechapa the Shaini, that's one Greira. The Shaini, and to go further, is two Greiras. Labai Gam Shlishi Niskapa. So we would not need this Moshul with a double Tchina, we could have done it with three Ktsiris. Zog the Gemara weiter. Al Koponim, the way Rashi put down the Shaila that Rab Zeira asked, or Rab Zeira answered, was as follows. The Yisoida Shaila was, is it Chalukim L'chatois? Is it called two Alomis? Is it called one Alomis? And the Shaila of Mitztarfi is totally in that. If it's Chalukim L'chatois, so it's two Averes, so it's a Mitztarfim. If it's ain't Chalukim L'chatois, so it's one Averes, so it's Mitztarfim. Frag the Gemara, v'chol heiche de Chalukim L'chatois loy Mitztarfi? Is this a yesod that if you'll bring two chatois, so there's no din siruf, it's considered mamish two averes, and there's no din siruf? Basnan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Ochal chaylev vechaylev behelem echot. If a person ate two zeisim chaylev behelem echot, ein echayev ela achas, is chayev one kol. That is the din Tuzay say chaylev be'alam echad brings one kol. Ochal chaylev v'dam v'noyser v'pigol be'alam echad. What happens if he ate different minim be'alam echad? Chayev al kol achas v'achas. So he's chayev different kabonis and chaylev and dam and noyser, because these are different averis, these are different shemis. So each one is mechayev a different kol. Zu chaymer beminim harbe miminechot. This is the chaymer that different minim have over one min. Different minim be'alamechot will bring different korbanos, different shemes, different averes. Different the same min be'alamechot will bring one korb. But now the Mishnah says weiter, zu chaymer beminechot miminim harbe. Shim ochal chatzi zayis. V'chozar v'ochal chatzi zayis. Is mi min echot chayiv. If it was min echot, is chayiv. Mishnei minim potter. So we have a chayim of min echot over shnei minim. Min echot is mitztarev, and you'll bring one korban. They air together. Shnei minim don't air together. You won't bring a korban at all. That's the Mishnah. Now, we wanted to figure out Pshat in the Mishnah. Vavinam bo, we asked Akasha, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Mi min echot chayev. If a person had a chatzi zayis of chaylev, and he had another chatzi zayis of chaylev, he's chayev one kolb. Tzricha lemeimer. That's pashit. He ate one zayis of chaylev. Was he ate it b'teich de achilas pras it's speaking about? So it's one big achil of chaylev. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Mi min echot chayev korbanech. V'omar Reish Lakish mishum bar tutni. So Reish Lakish said b'shem bar tutni. Hoche b'may askinen ki goin she'ochloi b'shnei tamchuyim. This min echot, he ate twice chaylev. But then each one was a half a zay. So you're asking me a kasha, that why does the Tanya have to tell us he brings one kol? He ate a zayis of chaylev. That's true, he ate a zayis of chaylev. But each half a zayis was prepared, was cooked differently. One half of the zayis was roasted. One half of the zayis was cooked. Kigoyin sha'ochloi b'shnei tamchuyin. Each one was prepared in a different oifen. V'rab Yeshuahi. The Omer Tamchuyin Mechalkin. And this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua says, if a person will eat two zaysim of chaylev, one zayis was cooked, and one zayis was roasted, behelem echot. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, you bring two chatois. Tamchuyin Mechalkin makes it like minim harbe, even though it's a shame echot. But since it's two types of, two oifanim of Hechsher Achille, it was prepared two different ways, so it has a loche of two Achilleis Nefrodes of Chaylev. And you bring two Chatois. So
So mal de teime.
So the Mishnah says, so even though if he would have a zayis of chelik shaluk, a zayis of a cooked chelik, and a zayis of chelik tzli, and a zayis of roasted chelik, and if he would eat them bela mechot, he would bring two kolbonis. Afal pikein, the Mishnah tells us, if he had a half a zayis of chelik shaluk, and a half a zayis of chelik tzli, he'll bring one kolbon, that it is mitzvah. Mao de tema, I could think, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua said that shnei tamchuyim eva din of shnei minim, bein lekula, bein lechumre, lekula that it's not mitzvah, and look by two half zaysim, and lechumre by two zaysim, you bring two kabonis, kamash malon, the lekula, loyoma, lechumre kama. Al koponim, we see that Rabbi Yeshua, that the Mishnah holds, that even though they are chalukim lechatois, shnei tamchuyin brings two kobonis, but it's mitzvahfi. And we see how you saw that Rabbi Zeira Rabasi had said, hoyel vechalukim lechatois, loy mitzvahfi. That chilik chatois make that it should not be mitzurim. Behohoche, that's the Gemara's kasha. Hit the chalukim lechatois become mitztarfi. Here we see it's chalukim lechatois become mitztarfi. So that is the kasha on Rab Zeira and Rabas. Let us see Rashi. Hachi garsinen v'choleiche the chalukim lechatois loy mitztarfi vosnan chaylev v'chaylev shnei zeisim. He ate two zaysim of chaylev, v'hivsig b'neyem yoyser michdei achilas pras. Let us say for practical purposes that an achilas pras is 9 minutes. So he had eaten the first zayis of chaylev, 1 o'clock. And it took him 1 minute to eat one zayis. V'hivsig b'neyem yoyser michdei achilas pras. That means 9 minutes passed. Now it's 10 after 1. Now he starts eating the second zayis of chaylev. That means the achila of the second zayis starts after the 9 minute period of achilas pras. So memele, that's called two achilas. Chayla v'chaylev, shnei zaysim, v'hivsik b'neim yoysim ichdei achilas pras, v'hava lehu shtei achilas. So it says you bring one kolb. Shim ochal chatzi zayis, v'chozal v'ochal chatzi zayis, and now it says the choymer of minechot, v'oysay helem, he ate it in one helem. Uchigoin shloisha mitchilosei shel rishoin atsoiv gemar achilas achoin yoisim echdei achilas pras mimin echod mitztarfen. Now that Rashi is saying, how are you mitzarif the two chatzi zeisim in order to make it one big achila. So Rashi says, you know how you do it. If the finished, let's say again he started to eat a half a zayis, 1 o'clock, in the second half he finished eating by 9 after 1. So memele, so it comes out these two zaysim were eaten in the period of achilas pras, which has the din of achilas sude. So they were eaten in the time it takes to eat one sude, so it has a din tziruv, it's called one big achila, and it becomes a mitzurif. Shimochel chatzi zayis, because of otzal chatzi zayis, bo'i sehele. Uchigoin shelo isho, mitchil osei shalrishna, tzoiv gmar chilos achen yais, mitchil chilos pras, miminechod mitztarf, and if these two chatzi zayis, miminechod it's mitztarf, and so the Gemara has tricha lemeimel. Why does he have to tell me that two chatzi zayis ima mitzurf, achod achili? The Mishnah achilos, like a leman do yom achayit. So kochach, it's one achilos. So the Gemara says, Omar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni, Sagt Rashi, Tutni Shem Chocham. What is Rashi telling us over here? Sadachsim Rashi is telling us that the Chocham was called Tutni, not Bar Tutni. Bar was the son of Tutni, but Chazal did not want to mention the son's name. He was not roy to be mentioned in the Gemara. So he's Bar Tutni. Don't think that the name of the Chocham was Bar Tutni. Tutni Shem Chocham. And this was the son of Tutni. I think that's what Rashi is telling us. Shnei tamchuyim, shnei minei tavshil. Two types of preparation. Echot sleeve, echot sholom. Rabbi Yeshui, bekrisis doma tamchuyim mechalkim, lo'oichel shnei zeisim behelem echot b'shnei tamchuyim. If a person will eat two zeisim behelem echot b'shnei tamchuyim, l'chai b'shtei chatois, b'tzrichel ashmin and the linyin chatzi shir, even though legabe two zeisim, it'll be chayv two kobonis, because it's called two achilles, linyachatzi shir mitztaf. The ma'u, the time, I would think. Bein lekula ki hoch, bein lechuma ki goin shir sholem. Omer Rabbi Yishu dechuluki meim, v'gabi shnei chatzoi shir potter, v'ayin lekula, v'gabi shnei zeisim shloimim chayiv shtayim, v'ayin lechumre, so the Gemara says no. He only said, lechumre, that if he ate two zeisim, he brings two kobonis. Lekula lo yoma, nis mitzurif, the chatzizayah shal tzli, im chatzizayah shal sholak.